different shapes, all different colors, all different hair textures, all different personalities, all different kind of people from all different walks of life. And nobody is worrying about anything but not being offbeat in the drum circle.
I'm Jennifer Harding Gosnell for Signal Cleveland, and this is a Signal Soundscape, taking you on a sonic journey through the sounds of the city. Today we're at Edgewater Beach for a West African drum circle hosted by the Cleveland Metro Parks. The drum circle's leader and facilitator is Olubala Mons, a musician and professor in Africana Studies at Kent State University. Listen in as Olu Mons leads around 40 people through some common West African rhythms and helps them find unity in playing together as one.
The word funga in the African language means welcome. Everybody say funga. Funga. Alafia. Alafia. Ashe, ashe. Funga means welcome, alafia means hello, ashe means so be it or let it be so. That's loosely translated. It also means the inner energy that you may have, like chi is your ashe, but it's more spiritual. Everybody say funga, alafia, funga, alafia. Ashe, ashe. Oh, y'all like this song better than the last one. Yeah, let's rock it. Funga alafia.
Funga alafia.
Ashe, ashe.
Ashe, ashe.
The best thing about African songs is you do not have to be John Legend to sing them. You do not have to be Beyonce. You can sing those songs, and as long as we're all singing together, it's going to sound good. Really?
Drum Circle participants come from many different areas and backgrounds. Mark Frazier of Cleveland is a regular attendee of the Drum Circle, while Martha Brennan and her friend Joanne were just out for a swim when they walked up on the circle and decided to pick up a drum and join in.
This drum circle is pretty cool because it is a community thing. It brings people together to come out here and try to have a good time. People leave out of here feeling totally different. They feel happy. They feel like they did something. They feel like they contribute.
The drum circle was a lot of fun, and the kids seemed to really enjoy dancing, and it was fun to watch the kids.
I think it was really nice. This is one of my absolute favorite places to be in this whole area, and this just really went with the vibe of Edgewater. It brought a lot of people, as the leader said, it brought a lot of people from all over Cleveland and the suburbs together. So I didn't know this was going on, but I'm really glad that I came upon it.
You've heard from Greater Cleveland residents Mark Frazier, Martha Brennan, and her friend Joanne, and drum circle leader Olu Mons. Catch the remaining two West African drum circles in the Cleveland Metro Parks Friday, August 28th at Euclid Beach Park, and Friday, September 4th at Garfield Park Nature Preschool at 6:30 p.m. Thanks for listening. For Signal Cleveland, I'm Jennifer Harding Gosnell. Thank you.